Shmaitzah Shir, Tu Bishvat, Tavshinayim Dalad, Wednesday night. We're going to go over Perek Tazayin again. I don't know how far we'll get if I catch a 9 o'clock bus. Maybe I'll do overtime today. I'll get paid. If I get paid double, I'll do overtime. Rav Poitkim Helibus Fekin to Tvei 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 Fekin to Rabbanu. We discussed last night what that means. Natoiruk, Yachas Kosei. Vayin Toises Ksuvas, Vayin Shambaran. Luperka Oimer, that's the third Perek in Kedushin. Maisim Biyanei HaMelech. Vayom Yehuda Ben Gedidya Liyanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech Rav Keser Malchus. Hanach Keser Kehuna, Lazar Shal Aroin. Shayu Oimer Mimanish Beis B'Maydiyim. What was the problem? He was a Kohen, meaning he was from Shevet Levi, a Kohen. But there were, and he is the product of a kohen marrying a shvuya, which is really that's only with Rabbana. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she was nivel to a guy, then it's the oraisa that he's a chol, and the father wasn't allowed to marry her with the oraisa. But if we don't know, and she was just a shvuya, it's the Rabbana. Vayavukash adavu lo nimtza, that's the key phrase. So he got angry. What does it mean? It sounds like, again, the Gemara assumes it's not the Pashtus. Pashtus is, there was a rumor, and they found out the rumor is not true. But the Gemara knew there's more to it than that. Ilema, there was Trey or Trey. The Beitrey Amri Yishtaboy, the Beitrey Amri Lo Yishtaboy. My cause is the Sanchez Ahani, Smoy Chahani. Why are you calling the Avalon Nimtza? You have to wait and say she was a Shvuya. Because of Rashi, why does the Gemara have a Kasha? The Amridu Ketvei Ladetvei Vuki Yitzach Eskasa. They have a Chazaka. So maybe that's what the Gemara means, Veloy Nimtza. It was Trey a Trey, and you put her on a Cheskas Kashas. Hani Mili Ihi Kamon. Rashi says a very major yisod. Hor Cheskas Kashrus could help if you're being done on Hor. And it's Trey or Trey, you have a Cheskas Kashrus. But it's a ball of base in Lahatira. She comes to a baby and she wants a Hedda. So you have a Chazaka. Ava B'no Zehanidah in Engle Chazaka the Kashrus. She may eat an Altreus like Dosoy B'Psol. You're being done on the son. He has no chazaka. So that's why the Gemara asks. Not the house cup. That's why the Gemara has a good question. What's Bravoloy Nimsa? There's two Adam saying she was a Shulia. And you can't paskin it with Cheskus Kashrus because the son has no Cheskus Kashrus. Two against two, Trey or Trey. So we're at the point in the Gemara when the Gemara says, so why is that called Veloy Nimtza? So Chayra, there was a big problem with Yanai. So Rashi says, what do you mean there was a problem? I did the Chazaka. So Rashi answers, no Chazaka. The Taisus, Hikra Taisus asks on Rashi, I mean, if a very common Ksuba, so Divya Machshiba, Machshiba Bita, there you have a woman that you don't know to whom she was nibble. Nuya, Yechayshish, who knows who she had relations with. So Rabbi Gamliel is Machshir because she has a Cheskas Kashrus. Then the Gemara says, the Divi HaMachshir Ba, Machshir Bebita, if a daughter is born, so the daughter is also Kashir. Why? It's the same Shaila, who is the boy? There's a child now, the product of that beer. Child is the product of that bia. So, Cheskos A Mahani Labash, that's what the rule is called. Since the same Shiloh, we had this before in previous Shmaitzes, the same Shiloh, just two Shilohs are totally the same thing. One of the two Shilohs is determined with Chazaka, so Cheskos A Mahani Labash, because the daughters like the mother. not every time when you have two shailas that are totally in the same thing do you say that. Sometimes you say, let the chips fall where they may. Remember when half the behemoth was rove and half the behemoth was kavua? So you said the rove is the rove and the kavua is the kavua. But here we say cheskosoy mani labas. Why in Shom the chedushi harashba v'toisus rizm mashakosu buzer? So this is Toisus kasha on Rashi. The Chora, I mean, the Shmaitz is going to go off on a different mahalach now, but you can answer Toisus kasha rather simply. I don't even understand how Toisus understood Rashi. The Gemara is talking when the mother was also Shaila. So the Chazaka paskened on the mother. Rashi's point is, you can't use the Chazaka of the mother if she's not around. Toisus apparently understood Cheskosei Mahani Labas to override Rashi's. Rashi's main point is that the mother's not around. Then you say Cheskosei. Rashi's point is the mother's not around. Hanai's mother was not around. She died already. Then we would paskin, she's kosher. And then Yanai would be kosher. You know, Cheskosei Mahani Labas. But here, I don't understand how Toisus understood Rashi. Rashi very clearly avoided Toisus Kasha by saying you don't start, you don't have a Cheskosayim if the mother's not around. Apparently, Toisus understood that Cheskosayim Mani Labas means you could use the Chazok of the mother, like not the Psak, like you can use the fact that she's a Cheskos Kashrus to help the son. Okay, is that, Shmaitz is going off in a different direction. He's accepting Toisus Kasha on Rashi. And he's going to answer it. And he's going off now on a journey. The Nirit. He's going to answer Toisus Kasha. Mamash like, woo, whoa, whoa. V'imashakos v'toisus b'chayrus v'shperak alay keyach v'perakamad d'chulin. He mamash flies off somewhere else. The v'yamash v'la rameya d'chayrus l'miyuta. The more the famous sheet is from Meir. The Chayshin Lemiyuta by Rove. Talking about Aruba, the lesser Kamon. Rav Meir's Chayish Lemiyuta. With the Kamala Rav Meir, now, Taisha says, wait a second. Rav Meir should have a very fundamental problem. How can he eat meat? Every meat is only kosher. Because you have Aruba the lesser come on that the animal's not a treifa. We're assuming you don't check every part of the animal. Go bust a rope. According to Meir, Chayish Lemiyuta had to eat meat. And even if you check it, maybe B'mokam Nekev Nikav, maybe the Shechita took place where there was already a Nekev making it a treifa. So Toisus asks, how can you eat meat? That's the Gemara answer, I'm sorry. V'zeh l'shono. Taisus asks, V'dekomal Rav Meir, according to Meir, how to eat meat? V'lekomar heichle al-bin and bisra, how do we eat meat? Mashma d'lekaimel and krameir, the chayish l'miyuta. Taisus diuk. You see, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Meir, the Gemara said, hey, how do we eat meat? Gemara says, according to Meir, how to eat meat? Gemara, you see, you don't pass like Rav Meir. Okay. V'koshe, Toisus asks, Toisus makes that diuk, and then asks the following question. From Bechoros, to Beperek HaLokeach, in Bechoros, it's mashma, we do Paschal like our mayor. Why? Paschal Rabbi Yechanan over there in Bechoros, Krav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Omer HaLokeach, Mehema, Meiniko, Min HaNochri, it's already nursing, so you don't know, you don't know if it gave birth already for sure. You don't know if the next child's going to be a Bechor or not. But if she was nursing, from now on, because it's a siman muvik. It's a siman muvik. The son follows it around, and she's nursing. I shouldn't say the son. The baby behemoth follows it around, and she nurses it. So it's clear she's the mother. But you need like a siman muvik, it's called. The loy mifter mitam rove behemoth son and choldos elim ken yoldos. Why don't you just go bust a rove There's a role, but when does an animal have milk? When it gives birth. So you know it gave birth already because it's giving milk. What do you need? B'no korach achrema. Also, it's enough to be milking. So it sounds like we would be chayshish l'miyuta that have milk even if they didn't give birth. Right? This is all Tosfos kasha. So you see from this Gemara and Bechairis that Rabbi Yochanan said, possibly like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that when you buy an animal from a guy, it's potter from Bechora only if two conditions are met. It's nursing, and the kid follows it around. But nursing is not enough. So that means, because we hold like a mayor, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like a mayor at Chayshin and the Miyuta. But that means we have a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Shimon Gamliel, who holds like a mayor, Chayshin and the Miyuta. But we just said that the Gemara says, according to a mayor, how to eat meat. And the Gemara doesn't say, how do we eat meat? So we don't paskin like a mayor. That's Tosfos kasha. All of this is Tosfos kasha. Now Tosfos, the Shmaitzer wants to suggest the Teretz are really loy chashin on the miyuta, but we don't go basa roll because there's a chazaka helping the miyut because she's becheska shelo yolda. The amrit uki apor becheska shelo yolda, and that's the reason. Under Rabbi Tamid Hatalad becheska shein a kodesh b'chorim. Shaykhulin b'me'eimo. So Tosfos is doiche a possible teretz. So we're back. The possible teretz was here. There's a chazaka helping the miyut. Cheskas that the chazaka that the behema didn't give birth yet because we don't know that it gave birth. So he says, but you have a chazaka the other way that the velad is chulin and not kadosh because b'me'eimo it's always chulin. So any child that's born really has a cheskas chulin. Okay, it's just Tosfos brought up a possible terrorism was doiched. We're really holding now back Tosfos kasha to be possible like a mayor that chayshon lemiyuto or not. Ubeperik almona lekayin gadol biyavamis gabi bas yisrael shenisus lekayin umeis v'nicham uberes. So there are other children which allows her to eat truma. Because if a woman marries a kohen, she could eat truma, and if she has a child, and then the kohen dies, she could eat truma because of the child. But lo yochul avodeh betruma, but her avodim can eat truma because she's pregnant. That nechelko shel uber. That's what the Rabbi says. So pashtus it means the uber has a chelik, and he's not a kohen. And while he's still a fetus, he's not a kohen yet till he's born, and the mother is a Yisraelis, so he's not a kohen, and he has a chelek in the avodim, so that's why they can't eat truma because of the uber's chelek. That's poshup shot in the Gemara.
So the avodim can't eat any.
The avodim can't eat truma because they're partly owned.
They can't eat any truma because they're partly owned.
Because they're partly owned by the uber, who's not yet a kohen. That's the Gemara. And they hold that they could eat truma. They're also moided the uber b'meizara zaru that he's not a kohen yet. He doesn't have a share in the Yerusha. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. I'll have to hold you in suspense. Tomorrow night, the Teretz will finish it. Now, what's going to be with all of this?
Anything that you brought to the sacred school, and like that, you put
I'm not taking anything home. No, my question is where to put it now. You know, I'll leave it here. Hey, Don, are you staying here a little? Okay, so I'm going to entrust you with the key to the office. You know the place where women drop off maras?
No idea.
Really? You don't know there's two boxes outside?
I heard there are. I don't know where they are.
Okay. So I wanted you to drop the key into it so I can have it tomorrow morning when I come.
I can ask someone, they'll tell me.
There's two boxes. One is a key, one's a combination. Put it in the key one. One is locked key, and the other one has a combination.
In the key box.
Put it in the key box. The combination one says pick up.
Okay. The other Why am I taking this though? To put this all in the office?
We're going to put this in the office.
Taking it home or something? Yeah. I don't know.
No, there's the shuls. I want to give it out in the shul tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
You got any change, by the way?
No.
You had to lay out more money. You had to lay out more money.
Yeah, but that's okay, because that was part of the...
Okay. No, I want to put it on the office, and I'll put it out tomorrow morning. Now, put the key... First of all, I need the key now. I'll leave the door open. No, I have my suitcase. I have my tape. Put the key in the drop... It doesn't say drop. The other one says pickup, but this one is supposed to say drop, but the sign fell off.
To the pickup one.
Yeah, it's right out... You know where the door to the Nashim is? Outside the door. Mm-hmm. Before you walk into the building, you look on the wall, you see two boxes.
If you go upstairs. Outside.
No, before you go.
Oh, before you even go
right when you're standing by the door, there's nothing. You see two boxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.